Blog Talk Radio.
The girl of your dreams has got to be in some bar.
Sorry, boys and girls, but this is X-rated. So if you're under 18...
Get out, goddammit!
Get the point. Good.
Enough!
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
Your forte. You know what I mean? Nothing personal, Bubba. Just sit back and relax.
We're gonna intertwine you in it. We're going back and forth.
All right.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Yeah, right. All right, now. Your name?
Well, allow me to retort.
All right. Now, okay, let's just say, for instance, because I was in a conversation the other day, and it struck me kind of funny because it was a female that was saying this. Now, you know, you done had your fair share of fun. But let's just say you met a younger guy. And, I mean, y'all got the same interest. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's what kind of brought you to him because, you know, he like the same things you like. Whether it's like, you know, like clothing or anything or even sexual. But now you know how you are. You know how you was. You know you was wild, fancy free and all that. And you did your thing.
Mm-hmm.
But now you didn't settle down. But now he wants what you done been through. Do you give it to him or do you tell him, nah, you been that, done that? Now, take in mind, he's a young one. Let's say.
I mean, do you give him what? 20.
Right, I mean, okay, let's same just, question.
Like the threesomes and the wild nights, you know, stuff of that nature. Now, I mean, he want to go through this. Now, you done did all this. You done did your threesomes. You done had your swinger parties and all this stuff. He want to experience it. Do you tell him, oh, no, motherfucker, it's too late, or do you experience it with him?
No, I mean, cause if I don't, and not to say that I have to, but if I don't, that's not going to make his urge go away. So basically, I'm looking at either I do or we have to go out separate ways or something, so therefore he can experience, you know what I'm saying, what he feels he needs to experience.
Okay. I mean, you know, I'm just saying because, you know, I mean, so now, would you, that's the question, would you do it or would you tell him, well, you need to go your own separate way, I need to go my own separate way?
I mean, me personally, I think, because the type of person I am, I feel like doing stuff like that. Now, I might not do everything that I used to do. But, you know, yeah, do research and stuff like that. You know, going to sex parties, we can go, but, you know, I'm not going to be doing nothing and stuff like that. I mean, it just depends, you know what I'm saying, on what
okay.
he wants to do.
Okay. All right. What's happening, Wick? I see you didn't ease in.
What it do?
Not much, just chilling. All right, now, partner. What about you?
Yeah, what's going on, man? What's the topic? I kind of missed that.
Well, I'm trying to see, like, okay, if you had a woman that, you know, she's younger than you. She's, let's say, early 20s. She's early 20s.
Right.
She want to experience things that you done already been through. Like, just say she was saying, I mean, let's just say she want to do some wild shit. You know,
she
you might not be.
And shit like that.
Right. Now, you done already done all this. I mean,
right.
Would you give it to her? Would you tell her she need to find somebody else?
Let me think on that, man, because, you know, me being the hoe that I am, I can't really give on a relationship type advice, but I can just give my opinion.
So we ask,
what
your opinion.
I mean, if I cared about her and I wanted to experience it, you know, because a threesome to me is two chicks and a dude. It's not two dudes and a chick. So yeah, I do.
Okay, I mean, what if she was cool with that? She was cool with that. She was cool with the two chicks
and
you.
If I cared about it, I want to satisfy her and not just thinking about myself, yeah, I'll do it.
Okay. All right, you'll do it. All right, Tom. What about you?
Man, at the age I am now, I'm like, I'm straight.
She's in her early 20s.
I'm straight, man. I mean, she in her early 20s. I ain't going to even lie, dog. I'm an old man. Shit, I probably couldn't even keep up with her fucking sex drive, man.
So you let her go?
You know them. Yeah, I let her go, man. I mean, I wouldn't let her go. You know, if I cared about her and all that stuff, I'd just be like, you know, baby, we could just do some freaky shit, just me and you. You know what I mean? I've done that shit already. You know, I did that when I was your age. I don't need to do it no more. You know what
but
I mean?
That's just it. I get what you're saying, but that's just it. She ain't did it yet.
She need to go get one of them young motherfuckers, man. I'm too old. Shit. Give me a fucking heart attack. Try to keep up. I'll be dead than a motherfucker. Trying to keep up with a little 22, 23-year-old. Shit, I can't do it. I ain't got
so
no shame to swing it. I can't keep up with him.
So, Father Ty, you wouldn't, I mean, if the scenario was that, well, you wouldn't have messed with a 20-year-old?
At the age I am now? No.
Yeah, at the age you are now. You wouldn't, why? I mean, what I ain't going to say was, maybe, what about 22?
No, she can't do nothing for me.
What you mean?
She can't do shit for me. She's too young. She's too young, man. She ain't mature enough.
Okay,
I need a woman 35 and up, man.
They say women mature faster than men.
But if I'm 44 and she's 22, we ain't got nothing to talk about. What are we going to talk about?
Well, half the shit we do at the age of 40, motherfuckers say we ain't mature. We still play video games.
No. What I'm saying is, what would our conversation be? I'm 44 and she's 22. What kind of conversation is we going to have?
Well, she got
we don't even have the same interests. She's interested in shit that I've already done. So
you
we don't
even
have
give
the same
her a
interests.
Chance. But how can you know this if you don't give her a chance?
I'd rather have an older, mature woman. I want a woman that already knows what she wants. That's already doing what she's doing. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
When you're 20 years old, you're 22, you still living life. You ain't even lived life yet. You just now starting. I want somebody that already know where they want to go and halfway there. You know what I mean?
What you're saying, her being with you wouldn't do nothing but stifle her because you're not finna do half the things that she want to do. So it's pretty
exactly.
much, it's like, she's just going to have to slow the fuck down to a fucking crawl if she did
right.
with you.
Right. See, I don't do clubbing. You know what I mean? When you're that young, you know, you want to hit the club every once in a while. I don't like to go to the club. Clubs is not my thing. You know what I mean? So, I mean, we would riff right there. She'd be like, well, baby, go to the club with me. Nah, I don't want to go to the fucking club. Anything
okay,
I do at the club, I can do at the crib.
So you wouldn't let her go to the club without you? Oh, well, never mind. I'm sorry I didn't even ask that question. That was a dumbass question on my part.
No, she didn't want to club without me.
Yeah, I already knew that answer, so that was a dumbass question on my part. Yeah.
Okay,
I just think age plays a lot to do with it, man. You know, I mean, if you're 20 years older than the person you're dating, what the fuck y'all going to talk about?
But they
so, in other words,
you
totally against that. I mean, ain't no thing, bro. Ain't no thing. So you totally against the age difference dating. Like, if she's 20 years older than you, totally against that.
I'm totally against that. I am.
Okay, so
you have nothing in common.
Okay, so your cutoff limit, like, if you, they got to be at least what? I heard you say 35, so they got to be, what, at least 9, 10 years younger than you. That's your cutoff limit.
That's my limit, yep. I can't fall no lower than that, man.
Can I ask
you know what I mean? Even 30 years old is kind of, that's too young for me.
Can I ask a question?
Okay.
Again?
Go ahead, man.
I don't see people that 40, 45 that act like they, that act dumb as 20-year-olds. And I have seen 22 and 23-year-olds that act like they 40-year-olds.
Yeah, but who are they dating? You know what I'm saying? How old is the person they dating?
That, I mean,
you know what I mean?
But either way it goes, they have to get a chance for it to see if they can do it. You won't even give them a chance.
No, I won't. I mean, if you're 22, you know, I'm old enough to be your father.
Well, yeah, true.
You know what I'm saying? I'm old enough to be your father. Your father might be my boy.
Yeah, it takes you father ties it to put the fucked up scenario on it, so I'm done with
that. I'm just telling the truth, dog. I mean, if you're 22 and I'm the age I am now, that means I could have impregnated your mother. You could be my kid. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I mean, trust me, I'm not knocking it. To each his own. I ain't knocking it. If that's what you do, that's what you do.
No 20s at all.
Say what? I didn't hear you.
No 20s. I said you won't do no 20s at all.
Nope. Won't even touch him. I might look at him. Ain't nothing wrong with looking. I mean, you know, it's some nice ass little young girls out here, man. You know what I mean? But you know, I'm not gonna approach them. None of that, man. I'm straight. I need somebody that's on my level. You know, a 22-year-old
okay.
is not on my level.
Now, all right. Well, okay. Let me ask you, dog. Let me ask you. Let's just say your daughter. I'm just going hypothetically. We're gonna push the age up to 24. She come home with a guy that's 40. What's your take?
And she's 24?
Yeah, she's 24.
We getting the phone call. We getting the phone call, Cass.
Yeah, it's about to be some shit.
Yeah, we
you way too
call.
Fucking old to be fucking with my daughter.
I can ask that one for you.
You
getting a phone call.
That's a problem, man. That is a motherfucker. I would do everything in my power to break that shit up. Straight up.
I mean, what could you
seriously. I threaten that motherfucker. I threaten her. I do whatever I had to do. He's way too fucking old, man. 40. And my daughter's only 24. She haven't even started living her life yet.
But what if she has?
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but now. Now, here's the flip. Well, I mean, what if he's totally opposite from you? I mean, he enjoys going out on dates and going to the club and all that. He running with us, just like as if they were the same age.
Then he need to get his old ass somebody his age that like to do the same shit he do, but not mine. No. He's too old, man. I would have a serious problem with that. I'm not saying, to be honest with you, I wouldn't break it up, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't disrespect the man or nothing like that, but I would sit down and talk to my daughter. And I would voice my opinion. I think he's way too old. You know what I mean? I mean, she grown, so it's her decision. But I would try to coast her into a different direction. I wouldn't say shit to him.
You said you wouldn't try to break him up. Let's just be real. You know you're going to try anything he'll probably try to break that up. If you ain't
no, I wouldn't, man. I wouldn't, dog, because she's grown, man. You know what I mean? She's 24 now. You saying 24 and dude is 40?
Yeah, 24.
She's 24 years old, man. I can't control her life no more. I mean, I wouldn't agree with it. I would try to talk her in, you know, I would try to talk her into dating somebody younger.
What if he make her happy? I mean, made her happier than you ever seen her. It's still a
problem. He's 40 years old, man. He got all that slick talk. You know what I mean? This motherfucker 40, so he experienced a whole lot more shit than my daughter has. So he know what to say. He know what to tell them what they want to hear. You know what I'm saying? He done been around the block a few times. She haven't. I just don't want my baby to get hurt.
All right, okay.
Yes.
Janine,
I understand that.
Janine, what about you?
Which scenario?
Your daughter's 24. She bring home a guy that's 40.
Yeah, because you really can't say the boy, because it's a different outlook when it comes to boys.
No, I agree.
I mean, hell, that don't bother me.
Well,
Would you try to discourage it?
Well, you know, of course I'll talk to her about it, you know. But ain't nothing I can do about it. That's what she chooses to be with. I just feel like in those situations, you're taking their childhood away because you're trying to make them be something that they're not.
What do you mean?
They're still, to me, kids, as far as I'm concerned. You know what I'm saying?
At 24?
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, they ain't got their, a lot of the kids, they might still be in college. They ain't established and got their life together at about 24. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with your philosophy.
They're still on your damn insurance. I know they're adults. I understand that. They can make their own decisions. But what I'm saying is they're not mentally prepared at 24 to live the life like a 40-some-year-old would.
Okay, can I say
something,
though? But can I say something? A person the same age as them can run the same game as an older person can, too, though. Do it make that better?
It don't make it better, but it's a difference at least.
What's the difference?
He the same age.
Mm-hmm.
I could fuck with the same. You know, you could be the same age and still play those games as a 40-year-old, but when you're a 40-year-old playing those games with my daughter, it's a difference.
But I'm saying, what if he's not playing no games? What if he's not playing no games? He's treating her good. But every other young dude she had treated her like you thought the 40-year-old would do, grand games, and which that's what goes on. The young ones are the ones to play the games nowadays. They don't believe in relationships no more.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question. It's the same scenario. I mean, your daughter bring home a 40-year-old man. You're not going to look at that 40-year-old man and be like, why the fuck are you fucking with a 24-year-old in the first place? You can't get somebody your own age?
I answered it for you. I said, y'all going to be getting the call. I want black on today, y'all.
Well, that's all I'm saying. I mean, if you 40 and you fucking with a 24-year-old, there's something wrong with you. You can't get a woman your age, so now you got to go to the 20-year-olds. It's a problem.
That's what I'm saying. My daughter, I've been through that already. You know, she didn't, like, bring him home to meet me and all this stuff because, see, at her age, when she looked at somebody my age, you old. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
She was looking at it. So to her, you a sugar daddy. Even though you might only be 40 or whatever. You know what I'm saying? They just supposed to get their money. So what type of real relationship is that going to be? And then, of course, it don't last long because now he's trying to make her be something. You know what I'm saying? They both have different philosophies on what that type of relationship is supposed to be.
Okay, I got a question.
Now, hold on, Wick. I know you got something to say, but let me just make this quick point to Janine. Now, Janine, taking your scenario, I would still have a problem with your scenario because then I would look at my daughter like, what the fuck are you doing for this motherfucker if he's your sugar daddy?
Well, again, ain't nothing you can do about that. This ain't somebody she was throwing in my face. So it's not like she brought him home or nothing like that.
Yes.
Of course, she told me after the fact, you know, after she wasn't talking to him no more, I used to talk to this so-and-so. You know, he was old and I don't know what. He was about your age. You know what I'm saying? You know, he was giving me money and stuff. But, you know, that's how they talk. You see what I'm saying? Because in their mind, that wasn't no real relationship.
You really want to have
the money, though?
Wait a minute, you really would ask
me? I don't want to know the answer, but that's what's going through my head. I already know the answer.
I'm about to say, I don't want to tell me the answer.
Well, your daughter ain't going to tell you nothing like that, no way.
Because it'll break
your
heart. Break your heart if she answered you.
Yeah,
I wouldn't ask the question, but it'd be going through my head. You fucking this motherfucker then. You fucking motherfucker my age. That's what's going through my head. You fucking a motherfucker.
Yeah, that might
head.
Be going through my head, but I damn sure not going to ask. I'm not going to ask it. That's one thing I can honestly say. I'm not going to ask that question. Hell.
But go ahead. What was your question, man? I'm sorry, dog. I didn't mean to cut you off. I know he had something to ask.
No. My question was kind of the same thing that you just said. I was going to ask, is it okay to be a sugar daddy and not together? If he's 40, is it okay for him to be a sugar daddy but not her boyfriend?
Hell
no.
I disagree with that, too.
No.
That's what I was asking. I mean,
no, that's not okay.
Okay.
I'm just saying, even if she considered him her boyfriend, my daughter and the age she is, she's not mentally ready to be in a relationship with no man that age. Because all I'm saying is, usually, not all girls, but usually when girls get with older men that age, that's that much older than them, they looking for something. You see what I'm saying?
Right,
they looking to see what they can get out of that man. It's not to form
no
relationship.
I will be the devil advocate right now and hit you with something that my oldest boy hit me with. You know, you saying that you saying they not old enough to do all that. Now, what if they came to you like, well, Mom, don't you think that you taught me for me to know what I want and what I don't want, so just give me this chance, would you be all right with it?
I mean, I don't have to be all right with it either way. You know what I'm saying? Because that's her life. I can't change what she do. I don't mean I'm going to like it.
I'm going to tell you like this. I got a grandchild on the way. And I'm going to be honest with y'all. You know what gets me through the day? I still look at it like the stork brought it.
You might want to sit down and talk to somebody.
Oh, sorry. I want to break nothing up, but you owe me $1 million, motherfucker. I told you Area 51 was real. Goddamn, we was 11 years old, motherfucker. You owe me $1 million motherfucking dollars.
As long as I owe you, you'll never be broke. No, but anyway. No, I'm serious. Now, I know. I mean, goddamn, we all know what happened, but I mean, I can't think of it like that. I mean, this is my baby girl, so I can't think of it like that. Well, shit. I mean, call me crazy, call me psychotic, but shit.
Hell, Cass, I feel you. It's like walking in the room seeing your pants have a sex.
Hey, man, I did that. Let's not bring that shit.
I don't even think, you know what? I could tolerate that. I could tolerate that quicker because they're older than me.
No,
and
you
can't. Like, okay. Them your parents.
I was scarred, though. I was scarred for a minute, yeah. But that's how I look at it.
Hold on, man. I mean, we all grew up. I mean, hell, I think everybody might have bumped in or accidentally seen their parents do something. You know, but my thing was, shit, I mean, it's my mom and my dad, so shit, I didn't care less. I mean, I ain't want to just.
I wasn't prepared.
Well, yeah,
that motherfucker had my mama in the book.
You
keep
getting cast with the when you came out.
Y'all talking about two different situations, though.
Right.
I'm talking about, I saw this motherfucker had my mama legs up in the air on his shoulders. And
that
shit scarred the fuck out of me.
But that wasn't your father, though, right?
Right. See, that wasn't your
matter
father.
Fact,
that was some boyfriend.
No, it wasn't my
father.
That's what made it worse.
That's what I'm saying. That was a boyfriend she had. We look at that differently as kids. When when the parents is going to bedroom together, whatever, it's not like that when your mother just has a boyfriend that comes over and stuff like that. It's totally different.
Right. So
even though as kids they still don't want to see it, but I'm just saying. It's more tolerated. It's more understanding for the child because it's their parent. You know what I'm saying?
You just go out the door like, oh, they finna go in the room. I'm going outside.
Exactly.
You get a motherfucker you don't even know. First thing you thinking, he looking at you I ain't about to do the oochie coochie, my friends. It's not your
Well, look at here, man. I don't care what y'all say. I actually saw that shit, and it's the worst shit I ever seen in my life.
It was not cool. It's not cool at all.
I mean, that wasn't your dad, though, man. It's the difference.
That's what made it even worse.
I can imagine.
That's what made it even worse. I can accept my mama fucking my father, but fuck me, another motherfucker that I walk in, you know? Shit. That's totally different. You know what I'm saying? What if I was a little kid? I'm running there jumping them. Get off my mama. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking he hurting her. Get off him. She's screaming. Get off my mama. Why my mama screaming?
You're poking out.
You know what, man?
It's different when you put it like that.
We're going to leave that alone.
So we go back to the older, back on the older.
I'm just saying, dog. I'm just saying.
I had a little chick that I treat her like she's like a little cousin, man. I've been knowing her since my youngest daughter's first born. So I've been knowing about 7 years. And she said herself, she said, the young dude not mature enough for her. So I was like, what you talking about? I'd rather mess with the older dude. I was like,
for
real? You are
supposed to
stupid stuff
because
all they doing is you.
But you saying that while you pulling your pants down?
Nah, dude. They got to be able to goddamn take me to the liquor store. You know this. Bitch can't do nothing for me if you can't cop nothing for me to drink because sometimes I can't drive.
All right, man. What's your point? Go ahead. Finish.
But I'm just saying, I mean, the female's looking at the young dude. Not mature enough for him. And that's making it easier for the older guy.
I don't know. I mean.
And it don't help that these motherfuckers look like they got them 20, 23,
24, 25. Yeah, that's true.
But as a man, you should know by the conversation you have with the ball. You should know if something's wrong with that. But also,
I ain't talking about that,
But think about it, though. When you were young, how much conversation did you have with the ball? If you just wanted to fuck.
No, we don't got nobody your age on here. Let's get the other side out.
I was just saying. We was young before, and they just 10 times worse than what we were. Which, that's bad.
All right, man. Hold on, dog.
I'm so sorry, y'all.
Hold on. We got a new caller. Now, he's a young motherfucker. My little cousin, y'all. Go ahead with the question for him, dog. Flip it. You're a young dude looking for an older woman.
You talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, ooh, that little Gerald.
Yeah.
What's up with you, player?
What up?
Chilling. All right, check this out, little Gerald. You know, I've been knowing you since you little kid.
Right.
You're a grown man now. By all stress of the imagination, you're a grown man now. But now, here it is. All right, let's just say you meet a woman, like, let's just say she's in her 40s.
Right.
She's been kind of, you know, she done lived her life, man. She done did it all, the threesome, everything. Probably what turned you on about her, because she was just so outgoing. You knew how to live this wild life. So, but now
right.
When you get to her, and you say, well, damn, I want to experience some of this stuff, too. And she say, well, I don't do that anymore. Do you still stay with her or do you leave?
Oh, she said she ain't doing it no more?
Yeah, she ain't doing it no more.
No, I'm straight. I'm good on that.
But you love her, man. You love her. You love everything about her.
I mean, like I'm gonna keep it 100. Like, I mean, can't nobody sit here and say, like, that you can be in a relationship with somebody and they saying that they They just want, they just basically want your conversation. They don't want no sexual aspect. Like, I'm 22. So, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I done definitely did what I had to do in some certain situations like that. But I'm not going to just stick around when you say you done with it. Now, no, I'm good.
I feel you, dog. I mean, but now, all right. So, I mean, you going to tell her flat out. Look here. Either you going to do this with me, or you got to go, right?
Straight up.
Okay. So, I mean, but now, and once again, there, I mean, not even the love that you got for her will keep you there. I mean, you love her.
I mean, like,
you love her.
Like, that part of you gonna want to say that. Like, part of you want to believe that. Like, you want to believe, like, man, I love her enough to stay without all the sex and all that. But when it comes down to reality, I mean, it's just not true.
Okay. All right, because, I mean, you know, like, just say a girlfriend come over and she, like, yeah, girl, I remember, boy, we had, yeah, girl, we did this, we did that. I'm gonna tell you honestly, me, that would eat at me. That would really eat at me. I'd be like, okay, you not gonna do this, but then at the same
right.
time, you know what I'm saying? You throwing this shit in my face.
It's not throwing it in your face.
That
you
is
reminisce.
It in
why
my
is
face.
This? Why is this a side conversation anyway?
Don't be that. First of all, I got a conversation around me. Do not have that conversation around me.
Now
I'm
we got to have it.
I'm not saying y'all
do secret codes to talk about our past. It's our past.
All right, but then at the same time, you ain't letting this be my present.
Oh, well, maybe she already just said, if you want to have it done, go get it done. Now, if she tell you that, but now you feel like you have to stay because you love this person, you have your options. So you making that choice. If the other person says, I'm not going to do it, and I love you, but I'm just not going to do it. You know what I'm saying? But if you choose, you feel like that's what you have to do, because you need to sow your oats or do whatever you got to do, then, go do it. Maybe sometime in the future we get back together. Now, if they present you with that and you make the choice to stay, don't get upset because that's the choice you made.
You know what? You're 110% right. But a lot of times love do conquer that, but then you wind up having regrets like a motherfucker. So I'm not going to sit here and say that you're wrong. You're 110% right, because I mean, the love might make me stay, but every time you bring that much shit up or you and your girls get to talking that shit, I'm going to be looking at you like you're dirty bitch. You ain't shit.
Right.
But that's what I'm saying. But then don't you think that's going to make us break up anyway?
You know
what
I'm
saying? Because now we're going to be arguing. No, I'm just saying, because I'm thinking even if
you
do stay, now you're going to have regret. And that's going to cause a rift in the relationship, because now y'all going to be arguing about shit. Y'all ain't going to know what y'all even arguing about. You might know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but yeah, you're right. I mean, when you're right, you're right. I mean, but I'm just saying, I know me. I would be like, okay. But then I know me. I'm going to be looking at you like, fuck you. You ain't shit. You could have ate that pussy. You could have ate her pussy. You just being selfish. That's what you're doing. You being selfish. You could have ate that pussy like just one time.
But do you see how times have changed, man, nowadays? Back in the day, motherfuckers have got to do a whole bunch of shit, and they still stay together. Now, you fuck around and step on the roach on the wrong side because she going to think you're doing something anyway, and you're going to fuck up.
I mean, yeah. But now, I don't know, Wick, because a lot of things is a little bit, I don't know, today's generation just, they, like, okay, like we were talking, for instance, And I know this is veer off the conversation a little bit, but we were talking about this. We were talking about, like, the gays. I mean, when we were growing up, you knew who the motherfucking gay motherfuckers was, but they never not once came out and just said, yeah, I'm gay. Now, once we got older and got out of school, you seen them with their makeup on and all that shit. But during school, no, they wasn't going to do that shit. Now, they got more, I mean, and I think it's just a, I don't know, I think it's just fucked up when you got a kid, a boy, wearing a fucking dress to school. Miniskirt, heels, makeup, motherfucking hair done, all that shit. I just think it's just crazy. But, like you said, hey, it's a different damn time.
Yeah, I mean, it's real different, man. I mean, I still know some old people that they've been through some. I'm going to tell a story in which I say this a strong woman, you know what I'm saying, that she brought another man's baby into her house, made it hers, and then tell the child. Could any woman do that?
I bet your man wouldn't do it if it was an officer.
Oh, no, man would, no. I mean, honestly, no, a man, because we don't have.
You know what, now, I know a man.
Okay, I would say I couldn't do it.
You know what, I'm not saying I couldn't do it, but I do know a man that has done that. I mean, he literally, and I mean, hold on, we got a new caller.
That's a strong man.
Caller, what's happening?
Hey, guys, liquor store. I just want to say, hey, I couldn't call on the store phone. I'm probably going to get in trouble for that, but I just want to say, hey.
What's going on?
Huh? What's
going on, liquor store? Work hard for us.
Pushing bottles?
That ain't nothing wrong with it. I'm pushing bottles, too.
Yeah, yours is a different direction.
Hey, I'm pushing bottles, though, baby girl.
What y'all talking about?
Yeah.
Give it up. Yeah, that's a topic itself.
Right.
No, let's get back on the one we was just talking about.
But like I was okay. You said you know some. Okay, did that person? Did she brought in from another relationship?
That's not
good. Yeah, I know.
You didn't even know about.
Yeah, he knew. No, I'm gonna tell you like this. In his situation, his thing was this.
Both.
They were together. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
She parted with him, or whatever. She got with another guy, got pregnant. They got back together. He told her.
Look
here, oh, that's different, man. I mean, I understand, but what I'm saying is because she said a man couldn't do it, and
I'm talking about if she cheated on him.
And got pregnant. That's what I thought
that's
he was talking about.
That's what I was talking about.
I'm going with the
or whatever.
The man
she cheated on him and got pregnant,
you know,
and
the
then somebody else's baby
said.
What he said.
Well, I mean,
okay,
I mean,
let me break it down. Hold on, y'all. Hold on, everybody. Now, let me see if this is the right scenario. So what y'all saying is, well, Janine, what you're saying is, if Mother Nature got pregnant by another motherfucker and brought the baby home.
I mean, yeah. Y'all ain't never broke up. Y'all still live.
Right, I'm saying we married.
Live right
so
here.
She stepped outside
she
the marriage
yes,
and brought a baby home, would I be okay with it?
Yeah, would you stay with her and help her raise that baby?
Hell no.
Yeah.
Hell to the motherfucking
law. Two times. Hey, y'all, I can get out of here, but y'all have a good rest of the show, and I'll be on tomorrow night.
All right. That's what's up.
Peace.
All right.
Now, you know what? If I wasn't married, if we were just boyfriend, girlfriend, and you got pregnant by another man while we were actually a couple, I still leave.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do that shit. Every time I look at that kid, I'm looking like, you should have been mine, but you ain't. What's the problem? You know what I'm saying? That's a big problem right there. You should have been mine, but you ain't. And you expect me to raise you like mine? Hell no. I couldn't do it. That's just me.
I'm up there.
I'm out the door. You know, good luck. I hope y'all have a good life.
Yeah. I, you don't agree on too much, but I don't know if my pride.
If
I don't think my pride could do it. I'll be honest with you. I really don't think my pride could live. I mean, I'd probably be thinking just like you thinking. This motherfucker just went out and had a baby on me.
Right.
Like, damn.
Yeah, I mean, I know a lot of men have been that where, you know, hell, maybe they met the girl when she was pregnant or something. You know, that's different. Those are different situations. You know what I'm saying? Or maybe y'all both were together and, she got pregnant. And then y'all got back together. Those are different situations. I was talking about y'all living in the same house and y'all both to be together.
I'm going.
I tried that, but the first thing, every time she pissed me off, I was like, well, damn, you feel like you ain't did nothing. So,
you had that happen to you?
Yeah. You don't know the story? You done heard it many times.
I don't know the story.
Kiara,
that's a different story. I ain't heard that one.
Kiara,
I ain't never heard that. I'll be in prison if that shit happened to me. I ain't gonna lie. Somebody gonna die. I mean, this is a life you just brought into our house.
Yeah.
That ain't even part of me.
But, yeah, as a male, I couldn't do it. You look at you.
But
your pride. Gets
you did try, though. You did try. You tried.
I tried. I tried, dude. I tried every heartbeat I could, dude. I really did. But you always look at her, even if it's a dumb argument. You look at him and be like, well, damn, you act like, bitch, you ain't do shit. It's hard.
I remember,
it takes a strong motherfucker, dude.
I remember when she brought the kid up here.
Yeah. It takes a strong motherfucker, dude. It really does. And for a man to do that, I give him great praise. Because I did want to be with the ball, but I just couldn't get that over with. Just kind of hard.
We had
a child the next year. So we had child back, it was that child and my child. It just can't work.
Well, I'm weak. Call me a weak man because I couldn't do it. I wouldn't even try to do it. I'm out the door. I'd rather you lie and say it's mine.
Yep.
Straight up, I'd rather you lie and say it's my baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but when you find out it ain't, man, I mean, can you deal with that? Like, damn, here it is. Now you got to look at it like, okay, I done took care of this kid. Because it's really not the kid's fault.
Right. It's not the kid's fault.
So now, I'm saying, can you look at the kid and say, all right, well, I ain't going to fault you. So I don't know, man. I think I would rather just know. I would rather just know. That way I could just be like, look, I can deal with it or I can't.
That's how I went with it. I said I wanted to know. You know what I'm saying? I knew it was a possibility. I just didn't know the possibility was closer than what I thought. Shit.
Yeah. See, I told you.
You
fuck him up when I was there.
And you know what, Cass? I really should have.
I told you the motherfucker wasn't right, dog. I told you he wasn't right.
Yeah, he was right.
Well, we whooped his ass that one before you got there anyway, so.
Yeah, because the bitch ran for me. But that's just a different story. But, yeah, as a man, I think a woman could take it more than a man.
Okay, well, hold on, y'all. We got a woman on the phone. Janine, what is your thoughts on it?
Oh, what if he had a baby on me?
Yeah, he had a baby on you.
Yeah. I think, well, depending on who it is and the type of relationship we have, I can deal with it as long as the baby.
Oh, Chaz, I hope you ask a question before I do. What you mean it depends on who it is?
Yeah, the baby will have to come in with us. Because it depends. For doing the imperfect act or whatever, so.
Now, you see how different that answer was from a female to a male dude?
Man, I could cheese half of the relationship, and if she brings a baby home on me, I'm still gone.
I'm just saying, if the baby is going to come live with us, then I would do it. But I can't deal with another baby's mama. I can't do it.
Welcome to the club. I came either.
A lot of these women, they're depending on the woman, because, you know, it's saying, like, when people mess around, they want you to be junk, stupid bitches. You know what I'm saying? Holding baby like they ransom and shit. You know, I just don't have time for no shit like that. I've been to beat the shit out of her. Yes, Lord, go to church, baby, go to church.
hey, Cass, I'm over here about to have a Holy Ghost right now. Yes, girl, preach it. I'm over here shaking the shit. Go ahead, girl. Go ahead. I'm in the front row. Keep preaching.
I'm down there in the pew.
You know, they need to hear you. That's some true shit.
So you got the ones that they take the little child support money, the baby don't ever have to. You know what I'm saying? The baby got their hair done. They got on some new clothes and new shoes and shit like that. I don't feel like going through that shit no more. I just don't feel like it. I feel like I'm getting to that age. I just want to be. Live my life the way I feel like I need to live my life. That's all I want.
I feel you. Selena, baby, what's happening?
Hey.
What's going down, beautiful?
Let me get off this clock. What y'all talking about?
These old hot mess ass baby mamas.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, you know, right.
Oh, damn. I wanted a good one.
Okay, you know what? And me and you talk a lot of shit, but I can honestly say I've never heard nothing bad about you as far as, like, baby mom swap.
Oh, ask her, she'll be able to, and she could do it.
Ask her the question,
because I always say a woman could do it before a man, but.
What's the question?
Okay. Your significant other had a kid on you. Can you deal with it?
Me, honestly.
Yeah.
I think I can.
I mean, so you could.
Me, I think I can with a significant other that I've had the last one, because 9 times out of 10, the women that I've known he picked, I'll end up with the baby anyway. So, I mean, I can forgive,
you know,
it'll take
time. I didn't hear that. You said the ones he picked, they were?
They kind of ratchet, so 9 times out of 10, you know, I'm a great mom.
They end up with the baby.
They all end up with the kids. So, I mean, you know, kids are innocent. And can I forgive them? Yeah. Will I forget? No. It will take time, but I wouldn't be that type. Like, my cousin was in that situation. She didn't want him interacting with the kid, didn't want him around. I mean, hell, this is the baby. Sure, let him come around. Who cares? I know it hurt, but, you know, I mean, you can't,
hey,
you know, what kind of...
I'm going to throw a twist on it for you. What if you can't get the kid? What if you
can't
get the kid?
What if I can't
get
the kid?
Yeah, can you, and she's all right, mother, can you deal with it?
Right. I mean, yeah, I can deal with it because it's not my kid. I mean, I will feel bad, but, I mean, I wouldn't, I mean, as far as you said, not get the kid, it's like they can't come over and interact with him and his other kids.
Yeah, oh, he only got to, he's got to go over that way to get the kid. Would that fuck you up?
Yeah, it would, and we'll have to, you know, take her to court. If I'm going to be with him, we're going to go about it the right way so it won't be no drama and shit.
Great answer. Great answer.
Yeah.
Oh,
definitely.
My fault, y'all. I'm sorry. That was good.
I mean, yeah, I got a soft spot for the children. And I guess
let me ask a question. I mean, both of y'all said the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just curious. Why the hell would y'all want the kid anyway? I mean,
well,
both of y'all said it'd be fine if the kid can come here, but why would you want a kid outside your relationship in the house in the first place?
Because
it's
a baby. It's done,
the baby didn't have nothing. Yeah, the baby didn't have nothing to do with it. The baby, it's not
right.
The baby's fault.
And at the end of the day, I feel like it takes a village to raise a child. Because if my dude got a girl, I mean, hey, I wouldn't have no choice. You know, I'll check her out, and if she cool as far as a person and the parent, who am I, you know what I'm saying? Ain't like I'm like, that, you know, that chick, I don't want her around or whatever, but...
Yeah, see,
but,
and that's what
I'm
saying.
I'm
gonna
let y'all in on a secret.
Right.
I'm gonna let y'all in on a secret. I know somebody that actually done that.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted
the
baby. Her husband stepped out, had a baby. She wanted the baby there and all of that. Baby's there. The baby's been there maybe like 5-6 years old now. And she treat the baby like shit.
Well, then, you know what? If she treat that baby like shit, she don't really give a damn about the dude.
Exactly.
That's that simple.
Because I know somebody that did that. And it's 27 years later. And she treated it just like she did, like she spit her ass out.
Wow. And I know somebody who just married a woman who said out her mouth, I'm accepting your child, and you still married her. Just for to be stable, I guess you could say that.
Oh, you know what? Okay,
I said I'm be scared.
I hear y'all, and I heard a situation similar to this. So let me ask y'all, ladies. Now, I mean, you in a situation? Somebody got the radio on?
That's probably me. I was trying to drain that one. Is that better?
Yeah, that's better, baby. That's better. Okay. Y'all got a situation where you meet a guy. Okay, let's just say, Selena, let's just say me and you meet for hypothetical purposes. We meet, me and you meet off. I got kids.
Just sit right there in the armor.
Mm-hmm.
I got kids, and I, you know, but I whatever happened, I'm gone for a minute. Whether or not I done went to jail, I went to the service, wherever, I'm gone. I'm gone for a couple of months. But now, my kids are, like, really blasting, like, you know, like, I don't want this bitch around me, this bitch, my mama, and this, that, and the other, that bitch, they're going to never be around me. I'm talking about they putting this shit on Facebook, Twitter, whatever.
Now,
you call
it's a lot of background
noise.
Man. It's a lot of background.
Yeah,
I can't understand nothing you're saying.
Okay.
Okay, there we go.
Okay.
All right, so now the question is, you know, a person, they don't want, I mean, they just, the kids are blasting. They're blasting you at every chance they get. Fuck this bitch, this, that, and the other. All right.
Thank you, Al, you know this. Come on, chicken.
I'm going to ask you, Janine.
Oh, shit,
do you,
sorry.
I mean, and I, you know, let's just say I call you. I call you and I say, well, you know, what's happening? You like, well, your kids is doing, your kids are saying this, your kids are saying this about me. And I tell you, well, I'm going to handle this. I mean, but then I also tell you, well, you know, one of them kids coming to live with us. What would you tell me? Would you tell me, no, no, they ain't? Or, you know,
but,
or would you try
I
to accept
hear, I couldn't hear the whole scenario. Is she cussing me out? Or she just
like
she me or what?
I mean, she all on Facebook. She on Twitter. She on everything talking about fuck this bitch, that bitch ain't my mama, this, that, and the other. I mean, the kid going in on you.
I mean, what, have I did something to her? Or she just don't like me?
Do
yeah, I was about to say, but where, you don't have to do nothing to kids for them to act like that, so.
Nah, you ain't did nothing to her. She just don't like you.
I don't believe that. And that's what I'm saying.
Right.
I don't believe nobody just don't do nothing to no kid and the kid just going off and saying how much they just like this person for no reason. Because, you know.
Okay.
I don't believe that. Because my stepdaughter's mother, she called me all types of bitches. She called me out in front of the child. Me and her got into numerous arguments. She done told her, you know, don't let her do this, don't let her do that. I done been in that situation. Now, once did that child come over my house and call me no bitch? Now, once was she blasting me on nothing? It's just the relationship I have with the child.
Okay. Now, with that being said, I agree with you 110 because – and that's just like what I was saying. I was like, look, the one thing that I did say that I do believe that a lot of times these kids get put in situations where they're in a no-win situation. Like with you, you know, your stepdaughter may have had an outlet, you know, where it is. But in some cases, like, I mean, I'll be honest with you. Hell, I've been told that if I say anything good about you, I'm going to get in trouble.
If I say anything good about who?
No, I was saying, like, I've been told, you know, I've been told by a child of mine that if I say anything good about you, Daddy, I get in trouble. I can't get nothing.
You don't have to say nothing. And see, that's what I'm saying. Don't play into the mother's game. Then don't say nothing. Don't even bring my father up. You see what I'm saying? See, and that's what would be me and her conversation. You right. If you don't want me to say nothing good about him or say nothing, we don't have to say nothing about him at all. But you're not going to stop me from talking to my father. Because whatever, I'm a child that's of age that can call and speak to my father. Especially if she's not there, I could wait till she's gone or something. You see what I'm saying?
Okay,
why do you have to be all in the situation of
okay,
your relationship
calm down,
with your
child? Hold on. Calm down. I understand what you're saying. Trust me, I do. But what I'm saying is this. I was saying that to say that a lot of times, like, the stuff that's, like, put on Facebook or the stuff that's being said is not actually the child saying it. It's the child saying it's the mother saying it, but it's coming out the child. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of cases where that child may not feel like this, but you know, unlike you, you were one of the ones that managed to elude that problem. A lot of cases don't go that way though. A lot of cases go where, you know, it's like the mother can brainwash a child. The mother can brainwash a child to the point where it's like this kid only sees what her mother say, what her mother spews out. She's not looking for nothing else. He or she only sees what their mother says. So it's like when they walk through the door, they're looking for anything that their mother said that they can say, okay, yeah, my mama did say he was going to do that. My mama did say she was going to do that. You know? Not even looking at the fact. I mean, I don't know. I mean,
I don't understand they can listen to everything that they say. I understand that. That they, while they with their mother or whatever, when that child gets away from that parent, okay,
they see.
You establish but, your own relationship with that child, and that child will
okay.
see the difference on their own.
Okay, I understand what you're saying, but now, and for all practical purposes, what you're saying is right, but every case don't go that way. I mean, you can have a mother or a father. You can have a mother or a father that will, I mean, just go and go and go, but this child, I mean, this child is just more prone to his mother, or this child is more prone to his father. You know, so it don't matter how off, how good the parent is. It's just like, okay, this child is just only seeing what his mother's saying. And if his mother's spewing nothing but venom, then that's what you're seeing. Now, I'm going to tell you this. I grew up and my mother never said one thing bad about my dad. Not one. Not one thing. My biological dad, my mother never said nothing bad about him. Nothing. No, despite whatever I heard and I brought back to her, well, Mom, you know, they saying this and they saying that. Huh? You need to talk to your dad. That's all she would tell me. You need to talk to your dad.
That's because we now, didn't have that social media. I think if we would have grew up in the time that we grew, that they growing up now with this social media stuff, it's too much.
What I'm saying is that my mom let me find out what type of person he was on my own. She didn't spew no venom and she didn't say nothing bad about him. You know, she let me form my own opinion. At one point, I loved them. At one point, I hated them.
Yeah, I
can't. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day,
everybody goes through that. Even if the parent is not spewing venom, every kid is going to go through that. It don't matter.
Right, I'm saying that.
Hold on.
That every child is brainwashed. What I'm saying is that, in my case, no, I wasn't brainwashed at all. I wasn't brainwashed to believe nothing. So every feeling that I had, it was because he put it there. It wasn't, nobody told me anything. Nobody said anything. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is every situation ain't like that, just like every situation ain't like yours. Now, I commend you, and I say, man, man, I wish it was more people like you. I really do. God honest truth, I wish it was more people like you, but it's not. It's more people that's more like your stepmom, your stepdaughter's mom. It's more people like her than it is of you, believe it or not. And like I said, by the grace of God, hey, you did your thing. You got a lot of people that situations don't go your way, don't go the way that you did it. I mean, a lot of people might have did it the same way you did it, but just didn't have your same outcome.
But I'm not saying mine was perfect. I'm just saying the relationship I had with her was different. Now, her and her father, they had a horrible relationship. You see what I'm saying? And I basically was doing it for him and her.
But that was
the relationship he had with her because of the whole dynamic with the mother. He let all that stuff affect him, and it ruined the relationship with him and his daughter. But
so, Janine, did you ever discipline her? When is it okay for you to discipline a child that's not yours?
When we were married and she was coming over to my home, okay?
And when she was
being disrespectful to him, and I told her, you're not going to do that over here. And she believed what I said to her. I think that was the whole thing. See, the whole thing is kids can see
in people when you being phony. And I know people don't think they can. When you being phony, or she just being nice. And my daughter would tell me how to tackle. She used to do this to her father's girlfriend. They know when the woman is being phony because they want to be with your father. You see what I'm saying?
And I understand that because we all was kids at one time and we all seen that.
Yeah. And she knew I was real and that what I was telling her was coming straight from the heart. It wasn't no, ain't nothing phony about me. I'm going to be me all day, every day, whether I'm with your father or not. You see what I'm saying? And that's where we established that relationship. Now, her mother cussed me out, and her mother would call the phone cussing him out. With the child on the phone cussing him out, too. You see what I'm saying? Oh, they used to do all type of shit. You know what I mean? But he allowed that. He didn't try to stop any of that shit from happening. I wasn't
going to
allow that.
Okay, let me ask you, what about if he, let's just say he did fight, you know? I mean,
okay.
I'm just going to put it out here, because I didn't fought to the point where I just damn near turned blue in the face.
Mm-hmm.
But then, all fighting you do, and time when you can attest to this. For all the fighting you do, and your child just turn around and look at you like, man, fuck you.
Well, what do you mean by fighting? Because I'm not talking about arguing with the parent, with the
I don't know.
Fighting. It gets better. I took a chance. I mean, I don't know what his mother said to me, and it took a minute for me to get to know my grown man son, you know what I'm saying, and him to understand, but it does get better. It really does.
I mean, this is what I'm saying. When you got a child and you sitting there and you fighting him, I don't mean every fight is verbal or physical. I mean, it's just like, You making this effort, you doing everything you can, you like, fuck it, I'm going to go get him, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, you taking the time out, you're doing everything you can. And soon as one thing don't go right, is fuck you, Dad.
That's a kid.
Like,
but you still, kid. But
I would say something
on
that, though, like.
Can I finish?
You held Burger King on your head for a long time, dude. That's what kids do. You held a grudge against Burger King for a long time, dude. So before you finish your question, think about what you did. That's what kids do.
Wait a minute, huh? I held Burger King over my head.
Well, Burger King, McDonald's, whichever one it was. It was one of them motherfuckers.
And how did
you
know
what
I'm talking
about?
That wasn't me, that was O. That wasn't me, that was O.
Oh,
that was O, serious.
My bad. I knew it was one of y'all.
That was O and McDonald's. No, it wasn't me.
Like, I could say, though, like, a parent can sit there, because, like, my mom and dad, when we was young, they split up. And, like, my mom could sit there for 5 hours talking about how my dad ain't shit. He messing with this ugly-ass woman and all that. And I could sit there. I mean, I live with my mom. I see my dad, like, maybe twice a week at sometimes. Like, sometimes it was less than that. But at the same time, though, like, I rock with my dad, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was my guy. So when he got into his new relationship, I didn't just look at his relationship like, oh, I don't want to be around this woman or nothing. But at the same time, kids pick up I can't think of her name, but she just said, like, kids can pick up on people's vibes. Like, this woman, we go over her house, she want to cook breakfast, and we want video games, she make my dad go buy some. You know what I'm saying? Like, she was doing everything that a person would look at and be like, man, she really trying to connect with these kids. But at the same time, me and my brother, we refused to accept her. And it was like she did nothing wrong, but then later on down the line, when we decided, you know what, we're going to at least give her a chance. We sent her Christmas cards and stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We sent her the Christmas card. She sent the Christmas card back to us, said, lose my address because y'all thieves in the making.
She was a bitch, man. I know exactly who you're talking about.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like sometimes it don't even have to be, like the parents can sit there and dog this person every day, every second. And they don't even have to, like they say, it's brainwashing, but sometimes depending on the kid, like that don't even matter.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just, kids can just feel like that's a wrong person right there.
And see, that's
and that just
why
happens sometimes.
That's why we call them kids and give them a chance to grow up. Because once you grow up, you see things differently. Hell, I just grew up yesterday, y'all, so I'm just starting to see things differently.
And we all did it. Even my own kids did that. I've been hitting them shit and buying them shit, and they had all the good systems, all the nice clothes, all the shoes, and then one time you don't get them something, or they don't get to go on some trip they want to go on, then they might not say it to my face, but behind my back, oh, that bitch, you know, she bought this, and she bought her this, and she bought him this, and she couldn't get me this. Yeah, they tell me that shit now, you know what I'm saying? But that's the part of growing up as a kid. They have to learn that they can't get everything they want. And yeah, I might be a bitch, or they might not like the decision that I made, but I made the decision. And whether you like it or not, you still a kid. But you still gonna respect me. I'm still your parent. And whenever you get through being a man,
you cleaned it up right. You cleaned it up.
And whenever it's like whenever you get through being a man, we cool again. But that's how kids are. I agree with you
100%. Hey, but
it's so
only
bad
you know
now,
what?
That's social media.
I understand what you're saying, and because my thing is this, you're 110% right. You're 110% right. Soon as that one time, you ain't shit. You ain't this, you ain't that. And I can accept that. Hey, just today, hey, I got the text, but it wasn't nasty, but I knew what it meant. That's because I didn't buy the $120 Jordans.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I ain't buy the Jordans, so it was like, yeah, all right, whatever, okay. I know you wanted to say fuck you.
Yeah.
All right, and you know what, Janine? You're right. She'll get over that. She'll get over that. But what I'm talking about is this. See, now, about right, your mother should be sitting there saying, well, because, you know, my whole thing is you don't get no Jordans. You don't get no Jordans as soon as the school year starts. No. You don't get those. You get those at the first report card. You get those when I see something, you know, and I don't know why the argument keep coming every year because we go through the same thing every year. Every year we go through the same thing.
I'm going to tell you why, because if a single mother going to do or try to do anything they can to make that child happy. Because they, I don't know what it is. They know they missing.
You know what, man? Hold on. I gotta stop you there. Because my thing is this. Yeah, we're not together, but she's hardly a single mother. She's not a single mother.
I'm still thinking on the old days. Because the new days, single mothers not go out and they want to go to the club.
My thing is this. I ain't a motherfucker walking the face of this earth. Don't tell me I ain't done for mine. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna tell you, I'm so fucking confident that I know I got a lot, and when I say a lot, I mean a whole hell of a lot. Come Judgment Day, I know I got a lot to answer for. But
that's
me,
what I look at.
Me taking care of my kid. Nah, you gonna have to.
you're going to have to give me an A-plus on that one. You're going to have to give me an A-plus on that one because I done did everything under my power to try to take care of them kids. I didn't went to the point where I done pawned my jewelry. And y'all know I love my jewelry. I done pawned jewelry. I done did everything just to make sure my kids can have. If I give a damn, I can walk around with some Skippies with the broke down backs on them.
You know what? Somebody told me a long time ago.
Walk around with some fucked up shit. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, these motherfuckers just gonna be kids. Kids gonna be kids, and I can understand that. But what I'm gonna tell you what chaps my ass is when the mother sit there and say, "Yeah, he ain't shit. He ain't shit." But then you turn around and call me next week talking about, "Can I have?" Nah, I'd be a wrong motherfucker if I holler the check in the mail, bitch. Don't call no more.
Yeah, and that's when you say, "I thought I wasn't shit." See, that's what I'm saying.
No,
why give in to them? Or why even keep talking to them?
If a motherfucker loved you and they feel that, I mean, just my opinion here. Just my opinion, okay? If you had a baby with them, they feel that we should have been together. And if you do better or go move on without them, of course they're going to spit the venom. I don't know why. I mean, I'm still trying to figure that out myself. But that's just some female. I'm not going to say all, because there is some strong women out there that try to push the kids towards the dad. But there's also them out there like, well, fuck that motherfucker. This is the only way I can hurt him.
Exactly. So can I ask a question? I mean, this is for all the guys. So you allow your baby's mother, not to say you allow her, but when they call you and they cussing you out, you ain't shit, and when they tell the kids you ain't shit or whatever, and it comes back to you or whatever, okay, that's your child's mother. Are you letting that slide? Because if it's somebody else on the street that you don't have, like say you're in a relationship with somebody, but you don't have no kids with this person, would you allow that person to talk to you the same way as your baby mama just because you have a child with them?
Can I ask in that cast? Because it took me a couple of years to learn, because I used to let my baby's mama use my kids against me. I really did. I was the one that I was scared to go to court. I know I done told Sin City. I was scared to go to court because I thought things that I did, I thought criminal court and child court was the same. They can always bring the shit up to you. You know, I've been paying child support for my kids since I know. I've been working. You know, I even had one fight not for me to get child support, so I couldn't see him. So I mean, it's an emotional thing. I really did let that person push my buttons on that. Then I do something stupid and make it right. I mean, make what she's saying right, because I did something stupid. It took me a minute to learn to control that, but a woman can push a man button. They know exactly what to say because we spend so much time with y'all. Hell, y'all supposed to be our best friends, so we're going to tell y'all our secrets.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, dogs stop barking. That's why I stopped for a minute. So if I was wrong with that, I hope I was on the same conversation.
I hear what you're saying. I mean, but like I said at the end of the day, though, you know, I mean, like, okay, little Gerald,
yeah.
I grew up looking up to your daddy. Then I started working with your daddy. You know what I'm saying? I know what type of man your daddy was, you know? And hell, it wasn't a time that he didn't talk about y'all. You know what I'm saying? You know what
yeah.
I mean? To me, he always was old, suave, smooth, slick motherfucker. That motherfucker could get the sweetness out of sugar. Hey,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you know, it might not have been things y'all seen, you know, but like I said, and Tama can attest to this too. You know, man, it wasn't a time that he didn't talk about y'all, you know. And you his namesake. So, you know, he always said, he always talked about y'all.
Right.
You know, so, you know, it, you know, so it's like you got to kind of like, you know, balance things out. You know, when you get older, you kind of see things in a perspective that you didn't when you was younger. And I see that you
Word.
See that now. And I like that about you because you see that.
Yeah. Hey, do me a favor, man.
What's that?
Tell them the broke arm story.
Oh, man. Look here, baby. Man, we at work, right? Now,
yeah.
This motherfucker, man. Let me tell y'all how smooth. Let me tell y'all how smooth Gerald was. This motherfucker fucked his arm up. What, that Friday? Was it that Friday, Timer?
Yeah, it was. No, it was Saturday.
Yeah, he fucked his arm up. Broke his arm. Broke his arm that Saturday. Went all Saturday, all Sunday with a broken arm. Never went to the hospital. Never went to the hospital once. Get to the motherfucking job. I mean, he come to the job like ain't shit wrong. Now, he knew he couldn't trust too many people, but he knew he could trust me. So, he tells me, Zach, grab that towel. Pick it up. So, I grab the towel, pick it up. He says, slam it down the stairs. All right. I'm looking at him. I'm still not knowing that his arm broke. I pick the towel up and I'll sling it down the stairs. Broom, all you hear is this big bloom, 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 bloom. All you hear Gerald hit the ground. Oh! Oh, goddamn. Oh, shit. I'm looking like, hey, man, what the fuck? Oh, shit. Zach, help me up. Help me up. I'm like, Gerald, what the fuck are you doing? Oh, help me downstairs, you know, because he told everybody I was his nephew. So I'm helping him down the stairs. Man, they didn't call the avalanche. Man, they like, oh, yeah, he done broke his arm. He done broke his arm in two places. And this motherfucker gets workman's comp. He gets off work, gets workman's comp. The whole 9 yards, he got the whole ride. Man, I'm sitting there looking at this motherfucker. Nah. So they come in, you know, of course they wanna ask everybody what happened. Before they could even get to me, we got motherfuckers downstairs talking about, I seen him when he fell. He broke his shit falling down the goddamn stairs trying to pick up that goddamn towel. I said, this got to be the most nickel slick smooth motherfucker I ever seen in my goddamn life. All right.
That's hell.
4-9, what was it, 9, 8, no, 18 weeks. He done went to therapy. Not only was he getting a check from the job, because they didn't want him to sue, he got a check from the job, and they let him get unemployment. I'm like, motherfucker, telling. Man, I told him, man, I goddammit it. I ain't trip on him about his check. Nigga, get your check. But every time that unemployment check, motherfucker, I want breakfast. and I want that beer run. And when you take that beer run, nigga, you better bring my beers back. That motherfucker.
That's him.
I was a nigga slick motherfucker, that boy. That damn Gerald, boy. God damn. That motherfucker,
yep.
Like I said. Man, the motherfucker could, man, it was a lady that worked with us. Gerald ain't never tried to sleep with the lady. Ain't never tried to do shit. Just talk to her. Talk to her. Shit, we look around, Gerald got our car and then left. We like, where your car at? Oh, I let Gerald use it. Like, man. Like, girl, Gerald.
That's true.
Gerald's no milling in your car. They're just a motherfucker, man.
Yeah, he was. My uncle.
Yes, he was.
Right, you ain't getting no game. There's no game rub off on you.
I was a good motherfucker.
You know that's old school right there. That's what your
man
name should be. Not Father Time. Old school.
He got the perfect name, Father Time. He the oldest, youngest, oldest motherfucker I ever met.
Really?
Well, Cass, we got to have one with a level head. Keep something going right.
I never liked you anyway.
See, I just gave you some goddamn praise, you goddamn old fart. That's why I don't like old people, man.
I don't think that was directed at you.
Well, then, 9 times out of 10 is probably you.
But this one is directed at both of y'all.
Fuck you. Fuck the plane you flew in on. Fuck them shoes. Fuck the socks with the bell on it. Fuck your gay-ass fairy faggot accent. Fuck them cheap-ass cigars. Fuck your yuck mouth teeth. Fuck your hairpiece. Fuck your chocolate. Fuck Guy Ritchie. Fuck Prince William. Fuck the Queen. This is America. My president is back and my Lambo is blue. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the shit out.
Damn! I got something to say. My goddamn cigars ain't cheap, motherfucker.
What you say?
I said my cigars ain't cheap. I gotta have good.
Fuck you think you're talking to, man? You ain't the motherfucking man no more. I'm the one. Shit is changed. It's a new day, bro. You can't clean up your act. Suggest you raise the fuck up. Get the hell out of Dodge. Get caught up.
All right,
you know
good.
What, Gerald?
Gerald,
you've been around.
Good, yeah, that's pretty good.
You've been around Father Time all your life. Ain't that motherfucker like the oldest? I mean, even when you was a kid, I know you used to be like, God damn, he act like an old-ass man.
Man, that's the wisdom, man. It comes with the territory, man.
That motherfucker ain't wild.
Get the fuck
what the
hell
you talking about,
Jeff? He was one of them. Cass, he was one of them get us drunk and didn't want to preach to us. Well, y'all shouldn't have been out here drinking anyway. What the kind of...
Watch your mouth, son.
Man, ain't nobody fucking with that dude, man. That dude, something's wrong with him. He's deranged. He ain't rap too tight.
My nigga, if he don't get no bigger.
Well, I think we had a very inquisitive.
The fuck is wrong with y'all? You think this is a joke? You think this is a fucking sitcom?
What? He just randomly pushing shit. But like I said, I think this. And Janine, she's just. We ain't got Janine this fired up in a long time, huh? Well, I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Hey, what I tell you, messing with my future ass wife, man. She told you what she had to say. You.
Yeah.
Tell him again, Janine.
His name is Father Sleep.
Okay, well, son of a bitches, bye bye.
You said what?
And I'm always gonna be me, all the time.
Oh Lord, you okay, old lady?
You had my future ass wife, nigga. You tell them, girl.
Man, ladies.
You tell them, girl. Damn.
You be an old lady. You're an old lady with a dog. Talking about get off my grass.
Get off my grass. You're gonna be picking the dog at that. Sticking the dog at the kids. Like
I'm gonna be traveling with my husband on our trip. That's where I'm gonna be at. I'm not gonna have no dog. Thank you very much.
We're gonna go around the world before we get divorced.
Mm-hmm.
So by that time I got our insurance on you, I should be able to kill you at the Grand Canyon.
No, you're gonna die first. No, just know that. You will be dead before me.
By that time I'm pushing your ass off the Grand Canyon. They ain't gonna find your ass.
And you'll be dead on the cruise anyway before we even get there.
Who's it up there on the cruise? I told you I don't trust that water shit. We flying. Don't trust that water shit. We flying. Fuck that.
Whatever. You gonna be right on that cruise ship.
Mm-hmm. Push me over the side. Get me drunk, see? Cass, you heard that shit, Cass.
Yeah, I heard it. That's why I ain't going on no
You heard that shit.
Exactly why I ain't going on no cruise. What's the motherfucker really trying to get me on a cruise?
Knowing I'm going to get drunk, I'm walking around the deck.
She's like, come here, baby.
And the
take your clothes
still
off.
They talking about they not buying me.
You
naked.
Know you're,
butt
hey,
naked.
I always wanted to fuck on the deck. Yeah, come
right.
Girl. You see?
And I'm going to tell you, as I'm going down, hey, as I'm going down, I'm going to be screaming.
You're the dog, motherfucker!
The boy's going to haunt your ass as long as you live.
That was a good one.
That's what I got.
Yeah, that was pretty goddamn good, Cass. Goddamn.
Well, you know what? That's the best one of the night, so we don't end on that one. I don't think nobody could top that one. That was pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty goddamn good.
All right. Lil Jero, you got any last words, man?
Hey, man, I appreciate y'all letting me come through and holler at y'all, man. Hear a few stories about my pop. It was all good. Appreciate it.
Shut the fuck up. Did I say no? Oh, shit. Say it again. Say something else. Oh, say something else. Say something else, nigga.
He just put. He just button happy tonight.
Jesus,
fuck that, man. That shit ain't even making no sense, man. He's just pushing shit.
Well, hey, Cass, when do we make sense?
I don't know.
Next time you hear grown folks talking, shut the fuck up, yeah?
Maybe right about then, but.
Week, you got any last words, man?
Great show, y'all. You know what I'm saying? People, keep your head up. It gets better. Love you guys. I'll see y'all tomorrow.
All right. Janine, you got any last words for us?
Oh, it was a good show. Very good topic. It was good talking with you all. And just so the people that are unsure about my future, I invite y'all to my wedding when I get to that point.
Yeah. Honey, they're going to come to us.
I do like I'm going
to they're
going
to come to us
and
have a divorce party. Everybody invited to our wedding and the divorce party. So, yeah, they'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man. What you got?
I'm still trying to figure out what the hell Janine's talking about.
No, I think this is what she meant to say when she got married. I bet the neighbors know my name. Where you screaming, scratching, yelling, bet the neighbors.
Alright, y'all,
that's
he was happy tonight. He was
yeah,
happy
yeah.
tonight.
You in the Louis being somewhere, I don't know. You
that,
playing shit don't even make no
right,
sense.
Right, that just did not make no sense.
Hey, y'all gonna leave Father Time alone. He gets like that sometimes.
Y'all say my
shit. That, hey, that's the that old time.
Why y'all say it don't make no sense?
It's okay. We know your all-timers kick in, man. It's okay.
Fuck all y'all.
It's okay, man.
Stick with
it's
that
okay,
one.
Man.
That's the one that works, buddy. That's the one that works, buddy.
Right.
Right.
I'm still here for you,
that
dude.
One. That's your best one.
Father, fuck you, man. Your pocket face, motherfucker.
There you go. He's coming out of it now.
Right. Damn. I guess we have to give him some ammo to get because he's got the fuck
know.
I was going to push the button.
Leave old man alone. Hey, I hope that's not the first to go for me, though. Oh,
hey, like, he's just like one of them old men in the club. I can smell my feet. Some old man sitting there.
This is my groove. Don't fuck with my groove, nigga. You understand what I'm telling you? I'm tired of you folks coming out with this bullshit.
See?
All right, that was
now,
better.
Now,
you getting there,
right, here we go. Now time, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you, just do what
get
you do best, man. Do what you do better.
I beat my dick like it owes me money.
Go sit down.
Hey,
you know you're gonna stick all night to get us back tomorrow, y'all.
Say bad time, say bad channel. Thank everybody that called in. Thank everybody listening on the internet. SinCityRadio.net, SinCityRadio.name.com. Hit us up, y'all, man. I mean, like I said, we got a website. Hit us up. Do what you do, man. Shit, I'm tired of seeing y'all on Facebook and not on Sin City. I'm gonna start calling out names.
Y'all might want to give them the website again because y'all changed it.
I just said SinCityRadio.net or SinCityRadio.name.com. It's still the same. You can go back to that one. It don't matter. Considering that you ain't been on there in a month, Sundays, weeks, but we ain't going to call out
no
name.
No, it ain't been a month. I was just on it last week because I watched when y'all put the dude house in there. I just was on there.
Hey, wait.
Know your role and shut your mouth.
All right, on that note, y'all.
Man, there you go.
We'll see y'all tomorrow. Peace.